You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
If you look at the nature of the or the list that we published, a lot of the employers are very small employers where any shift in economic changes, even something like load shedding affects them. If they're in the clothing industries, their factories are not running if they don't have any backup power. A lot of the employers are also municipalities. And you can imagine there, we know the state of municipalities at the moment in terms of cash flow is not good. There are a lot of municipalities that are in financial distress, and the largest category is our security companies, where there again we've got a lot of non-compliance just due to the fact that the employers get a tender and then afterwards decide that they're not going to comply with paying over contributions. So a lot of those are deliberate non-compliances, but also in some instances they don't have the money to pay because their service providers have not paid them.
Ms. Lukaimane, while I understand what you're saying there, I think what's distressing is the fact that these deductions have been made from the employee's salary. So once that deduction has been effected, surely there's no excuse for not paying it over.
Definitely. A lot of the employers, and this is what we have been encouraging them to do, is to approach their employees and say, look, we are not doing well financially because South Africa does not have a compulsory retirement funding system. So you can decide whether you want to have a retirement fund or not. In some instances, and though there are bargaining council funds where they are required to, like in the private security sector, they are required to join the fund. But if they can prove to their employees or they can prove to the fund that at the moment they do not have any money to pay, then it's a different discussion because they can enter into payment arrangements, they can enter into settling any of their arrears and then seeing what they can do about any future contributions. But that is the biggest problem, is that they're deliberately then fooling members and misrepresenting on their payslips that there is a deduction going to your provident fund. And meanwhile, there isn't. And members, unfortunately, only then find out when they are going to leave the fund or and want to make a claim that their employer has not been paying. And as you mentioned, in some instances, it's years that they had not been paying for them. And so the member literally sits with no retirement savings that they can retire on or even have saved towards. But the entire time, they've been receiving a payslip that is showing them that there's a deduction. And so, that is the fraud and the misrepresentation that makes it a criminal offense.
That's what I was coming to, because surely that is criminal. That is fraud. You can't say to a member who's contributed for 21 years that there's no money to pay them, or worse still, and I think it's worse still, because you can't go and use those funds to run your operation when those funds actually belong to the employees.
Very true. You know, the Pension Funds Act is very, very clear. It makes it a criminal offence for you to deduct members' monies for a provident fund or a pension fund and not pay those monies over. So, you know, retirement funds and the trustees of those retirement funds are tasked with then ensuring that they open a criminal case against the employer and whoever might be held personally liable as well for those contributions to be paid back to the fund.
Ms. Lukaimane, do you think that the legislation in place is sufficient? Because this should not happen. And someone cannot deduct money from employees for 21 years, not paid over, and nothing happens to them.
That is true. The legislation currently does not allow the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. We do not have jurisdiction over employers. We do have a bill in Parliament where we would want limited jurisdiction over employers so that we are able to enforce the law a little bit better. At the moment, that responsibility then lies with the boards to then open the criminal case, because they then have these employers are required to participate or are participating in their funds. So that is one. The other issue is, of course, the fact that we have to look at whether the criminal process as well is yielding any good results. We do have some funds that are reporting the matters, and unfortunately, no prosecution then continues. So we are looking at ways to strengthen what is currently in the law, but also how to make sure that we can bring new laws in place to cover the loopholes, at least on jurisdiction side, from the FSCA.
I'm just trying to think. The name escapes me at the moment as we're talking about this, Ms. Lukaimane. There's a bus company in Limpopo, and those workers have been protesting for years now, asking to be paid out their contributions that they've made over decades. And what recourse do they have? Because unfortunately, these things very often befall workers who don't have the wherewithal to follow through, to go and open cases and follow up on these things. So what is the state doing to try and capacitate these workers who find themselves in these positions?
Well, as I already mentioned, we are working on the legislative matter in terms of bringing new laws in place, but we are holding the funds that are responsible for managing these contributions to come in, to also ensure that they are doing their job in opening cases, getting lawyers or whoever they need to take reasonable steps to then recover these arrear contributions. But what's important is also the members themselves. You know, when you open a criminal case as a fund, there's information that is required from you. You know, they want the payslip to see whether there was a deduction. So it's actually very important for members to participate in the complaint process, because otherwise there's information that the fund itself does not have. Members can also, very importantly, for free, also lodge a complaint with the Pension Fund Adjudicator's Office, and that determination can also is the equivalent of a judgment in court. And that can be enforced as well. So there are avenues available to employees at the moment, but we do encourage them to complain. We've been getting a lot of complaints. The list and the publication has done enough to make members aware, and also to check actively. You know, every single month we know which accounts we're paying, but for some reason, you know, the retirement fund sector, and in terms of transparency, even on the fund side, allowing members every single month to check whether their contributions are being received is so important, because the faster you act, the better it is that you're not accumulating years and years and years worth of arrear contributions that you might not recover. So it's very important for members to participate and actively participate in the complaint process.
Ms. Lukaimane, thanks so much for speaking to us. Such an important matter, and you know, one that one hopes there will be greater awareness around. As Ms. Lukaimane says, the sooner you act, the better. Unfortunately, the problem might be that sometimes people only find out at the point where they are retiring, where they already, you know, maybe have gotten on in age. They've got little energy left to fight this legal battle. And I don't know what we can do in order to assist any further. But perhaps let's create the awareness so that people actually do check. So as you're listening to this, maybe you want to check. Maybe you want to help your parents, other relatives, just to check whether their contributions are actually finding its way to where it needs to be. But that was Takalani Lukaimane, who's the manager, Retirement Funds Conduct Supervision at the FSCA.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.